Pleased to be joined right now by member of the Calgary Flames, spends his off seasons here in Calgary. He is Curtis Glencross. Curtis, how are you, man?
Good, you guys?
Doing all right. Have you got caught up on your rest after a full 10 days of Stampede and Chucks?
Yeah, I'm caught up now and finally feel normal again for sure.
Yeah, it's a grind, man. Having, because again, we were around doing the Ray Crotto thing and being at the Barns and all of that. It does wear on a guy after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. There's, you know, I was all week kind of thing. I was training in the mornings, and then you know, you're over at the grounds helping out. You know, you just don't get out of there till, you know, midnight, 12:30. By the time you're done in the barn and all that kind of stuff, so it's you know, the week kind of wears on you, and I think most people are more than ready to get out of there by the end of the 10 days.
Yeah, I bet. It was kind of neat being around the whole with Ray, with the Chucks for Bucks and the Twitter thing. It really kind of took off. It was neat to be around that.
Yeah, it was. It's you know, his sponsors and you know, Ray and the whole group, that Sheldon Kennedy and all them guys, they did a great job promoting it, and you know, obviously with during the wagons and that too, the announcers, you know, talking about the Chucks for Bucks, and then as well as having Sheldon Kennedy come in the wagon with us one night after the post parade for the race. You know, it's something where it was, you know, anytime you can raise any money for, you know, kids and, you know, foundations that need it, it's definitely a great cause.
Now, you've been playing in the NHL for some time. You've been in big games. I'm wondering, when you hop into the wagon for the Dash for Cash, the Final Four, and the Chucks at the Stampede, where did that rank as far as, you know, being nervous? At least when you're playing, you're out there and you can get your hands dirty. Here, you just had to kind of sit and watch Ray go into the Dash for Cash and wait to see who was going to win it.
Yeah, you know, it was exciting. We're going in there, and, you know, my biggest thing is when I'm in the wagon with Ray is we try to talk to each other, and you know, I just try to keep focused and keep him, you know, he knows what he's got to do, and, you know, he's got the barn and the horsepower to do it now, and you know, it's a matter of, you just got to drive safe and consistent, and you know, when things don't always go the way you want it to be, it's, you know, you can't really dwell on that moment. It's got to, you know, hit a barrel in your practice turn, and all that come out, and you're not happy and worried about the practice turn, or, you know, things like that. I said, you know, it's something where my job is just kind of settling down and just go do your thing.
Chatting with Curtis Glencross of the Calgary Flames here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Is it safe to say that last year with the team, your most frustrating 38 games, it was injury after injury? I'm just, you know, now that you can look back on it, how pissed off and difficult was it for you?
Oh, it was tough for me. You know, anytime there, you know, we get we're in a hockey team, you get played to play hockey. I felt like last year that I was part-time trainer and part-time bodybuilder and you know, just lived in the weight room half the time. So it's something where, you know, obviously that's still a big part of the game, but, you know, I want to be on the ice. And when you can't be on the ice and helping out your teammates and doing what you can to, you know, win hockey games, it's, you know, it's definitely tough to watch.
So, and the boy, the knee injuries and stuff like that are so fluky. It's not how hard you get hit or where you get hit. It just happens. They're so fluky most of the time. How are you now? I know you're fully rehabbed and all of that, but where, as far as your strength and getting ready for another season, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I started, only took 3 weeks off, you know, after the season was done, and wanted to get right back into it and get the balance and get all the alignment done. When I'm, you know, doing my ankle and my knee, I was, you know, I wanted to make sure all the muscles were firing properly and, you know, different places that were, you know, overcompensating for the injured areas, and wanted to make sure all the muscles were going again. So I started quite early, and I ended up taking a couple weeks off just before Stampede, and you know, now I'm back. You know, during Stampede, I trained up at Winsport with the guys there, and this week here I'm kind of up in Red Deer doing a bunch of charity stuff. So I've been training here in Red Deer, you know, for the week here so far. So it's, you know, it's something where I'm excited for this season. Obviously, like you said, I was disappointed last year, only playing 38 games. But, you know, in the 38 games, I thought, I had a pretty good season or a pretty good year in them 38 games. And I want to make a full season out of it.
It's funny how you mentioned, right, when you get injured and maybe you come back a little too soon, or regardless, how the rest of your body, like you say, compensates, and then you're almost doomed to get injured again. That's kind of what happened to you, right?
Well, I don't really know if that was a situation that happened to me. You know, my ankle injury was kind of a freak thing. I just went in on the forecheck and kind of fell over backwards and caught my toe in the ice and just kind of wrenched my whole ankle over backwards. So it was kind of a fluke thing. On the knee, it was just, a matter of just kind of tweaking it the wrong way, and it was harmless and how I did it, but it was just something wasn't right there, and it just, whatever that little tweak that I did in it was, I felt it right away and knew something wasn't right.
Chatting with Curtis Glencross of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Curtis, anyone around the team went miles out of their way to compliment the job that Mark Giordano did in his first year as captain of the hockey club. You were part of the leadership group. You would have seen it closer than anyone else. What can you say about the captain?
You know, Gio's a class act guy. He's, goes out there and battles every night for you. And, he's something that, everyone should, as a pro, how he represents himself as a pro on and off the ice is, he's does a great job. And, there was no question in my mind that, he was going to be our leader when the opportunity came about. And I'm just glad to, be out there to, co-lead him. And I think for the most part, we've got a good leadership group that we can, build off and hopefully, keep building these young guys and our team as quick as we can.
You're in the last year of your contract. Is that something you think about, or is that something where you just let the agent run that side of things?
For the most part, it's my agent's going to run most of it. It's, it'd be nice to, get something done and, possibly do an extension or something early. But, if it comes down to it and, being an unrestricted free agent after next year, hopefully we don't have to go, to that point. But at the same time, it's, it's going to be a little different this time around, I think, than the last time around. And we're excited to, get the ball rolling as soon as we can. So, when the season comes down to it and we're playing, that, we don't have to worry about a headache of, talking contracts and that.
Curtis Glencross, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You mentioned it'll be a little bit different this time around. I'm not looking to back you into a corner, but I think everybody agrees that you signed a pretty good deal for the Calgary Flames. At a cap hit of 2.55, you were an incredible bargain for the Flames. Is it safe to say you feel like this time around that maybe a little bit closer to market value? Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously I love the organization, love the Flames, and that's why I, and it was a big part for the stage of my family. When I did my last deal, and my biggest thing is I told them when they did the last deal, he's like, I love playing at home, and I love this organization, and everything, and I'll take a kind of a hometown discount hit to bring some more guys in so we can make this team a better team and do that kind of thing. Like I said, I was playing at home and absolutely love playing at home, but at the same time, it's I might only have a couple more contracts left in my career, and I gotta, this is probably going to be the biggest contract of my career, and it's something where we have to definitely, the Flames have to know that as well, and hopefully they take in consideration of what I did take the last 4 years.
It is hard, right? When you would think that kind of loyalty, the fact that you want to be here, it's like, give me a no trade because I don't want to leave Calgary. My family's here. I've got some young kids now and all of that. And sometimes that works against you. Is that frustrating?
Yeah, it does. That's part of the business. And they're trying to, obviously, it's just like anything. They're trying to get everything as cheap as they can. And it's, when you look at the comparisons that have signed here in the free agent market, in the last couple of months here, it's, you look there and you realize where you maybe should be, and that's something where I think the Flames kind of know the range that we should be in too. So it's it's going to be interesting to see what happens anyway.
Yeah, have you had a chance just even in passing to talk to Brad Treliving since he's taken over?
I've talked to Brad a few times now, seen him a couple times in person, talked to him on the phone, and my agent has also been in touch with him numerous times, and I think the plan is they want to start to maybe get the ball rolling here after they're done with the arbitration thing with Colburn here, and start doing some talking. But it is what it is, and we'll hopefully we can obviously get something done sooner than later, and not have to worry about worrying about a contract during the season. We can just go out there and play hockey.
Curtis Glencross, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. What about the team and the direction it's going in? You've seen a couple of different, you've seen the team when it was a playoff team, and then a team trying to be a playoff team when maybe it wasn't, and now was not a playoff team and is moving towards the future. being, like you say, at your age and what looks to be a full-blown rebuild. Are you happy with that, or do you hunger? It's like you say, I've got a few years left to get a contract, but I've also only got a few years left to win a Stanley Cup. How much do you weigh that in your mind as well?
Well, that's something we'll play it by ear kind of thing. And, obviously, everyone wants to go and win a cup eventually one day. And, I think I like the direction that our team is going right now. It's, we've brought in a good group of guys last year at the end of the year that, came in and, played hard. And, we're battling through what they had and what they can do for, trying to get a job. And, this year in the, in the offseason, bringing in some new signings, and, Mason Raymond and the other guys, it's bringing in Hiller and guys. Our goal is not to be in a full rebuild here. Our goal is to obviously bring some young guys in and build the young guys, but also at the same time we're still a team that wants to make the playoffs. We're not into kind of throw the seasons away and make it a 2 or 3 year rebuild and try to get all these first round picks and all that kind of stuff. Our goal is to make the playoffs and. We gotta make our team appealing to guys that are proven guys and guys that want to come and play in Calgary too.
Curtis, you're not the only guy heading into the last year of your deal. The head coach Bob Hartley's in the same situation. How do you like playing for Bob, and what is he like as compared to other coaches you've had in your career?
Every coach is different. It's some coaches bring different obviously different aspects of the game and different thoughts of the game. It's coaches there. They've all got their own ways, and Bob's a demanding coach, and expects most of the guys, and he's hard on guys. Like we don't get much time off, and it's draining, but we're a team that's always in good shape, and we came in at the end of the year last year, and probably we're one of the best in shape teams in the whole league, we just have to manage our our levels of energy and stuff like that, but for the most part, it was overall a good year last year, and I think we have to keep building going forward.
Curtis, Glenn Cross is our guest. We'll let you go here now with the stampede in the rearview mirror. You have also the Glenn Cross Invitational Charity Rough Stock event, a huge one last year. I know between the event and the poker event in Red Deer, you guys raised a ton of dough. Plans on the 2014 event?
Yeah, it's coming together, and that's the biggest reason why I'm in Red Deer here this week is doing stuff for the charity event and getting stuff ready, setting the sponsors. We have to change one of our venues for the poker tournament and that kind of stuff. So we're just kind of touching base with all the sponsors and making sure everyone's on board and hopefully it's coming together as good as it did last year. We raised $280,000 for Ronald McDonald House and Alberta Hockey last year to the Glenn Cross Legacy Fund. So we're planning on hopefully, exceeding that number again this year and keep the ball rolling every year on this.
Well, you can count on us, man. Give us a call or fire me a text or whatever. We'll get up there.
Sounds good. We had that talk last night at the thing that possibly this Fan 960 may come and do a live show during the poker tournament or during the Rough Stock event. So we'll definitely have to be in touch.
You got to check. When you ever get a chance to hang out with Jack Danes, you take it, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Curtis. We'll see you soon, man. Take care.
All right, guys. See ya.
Curtis Glenn Cross, the Invitational Charity Rough Stock event, August 21st, 22nd. They do, it's pure Glenn Cross.